The bill passed 18-8 out of House Finance, but not without a few changes. One puts the administrative costs of the program on the backs of hospitals and insurance companies rather than use state dollars. It works out to be roughly $100.5 million per year. Another makes sure that if the amount the feds promise to pay drops, the program will shut down 180 days thereafter. The vote split the Republicans, with those against it arguing it would drive up costs for those who pay for insurance. But House Majority Leader Dick Hinch, a Republican from Merrimack, argued the Medicaid expansion program works.
I don't have knowledge of any other plan to take care of the 48,000 people that are currently on the program. What do we do with them January 1st, 2017?
The full House will vote on the measure on Wednesday. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.